Okay. Welcome everyone to the Borough of Roosevelt Council meeting. November 19th, 2022. It is 7:03. 7:03. Okay. 7:03 p.m. Due to the coronavirus and the need for social distancing, this meeting will also be held remotely and available to the public in a live feed. Adequate notice of this meeting, as required by Chapter 231 PL 1975, has been provided by a public notice on January 12, 2022, which was posted on the bulletin in the Roosevelt Post Office and in the Borough Hall. The notice was published in the Times and the Asbury Park Press. Roll call.
Mr. Robert Atwood?
Here.
Mr. Lou Ethicoff is absent. Mr. Michael Hamilton?
Here.
Ms. Constance Hirschstrom?
Here.
Mr. Stephen Mocker?
Here.
Mr. Joseph Trammell?
Here.
Mayor Peggy Malkin?
Here. Okay, we have a lot of things to discuss tonight, so I'm just going to go right to public comment, and this is public comment on agenda items only. And I'll open the floor at...
I have 7:05.
Okay, you do math. 7:05 p.m. Is there anyone from the public who would like to comment or ask any questions about the agenda for tonight? Any agenda items? Okay, being none, we will close at 7:05 still. Okay, 7:05. Under correspondence, we have a letter from Roberts Engineering dated September 16, 2022, regarding the trickling filter evaluation for the wastewater treatment plant. And I believe you all received this late today because that's when we received it.
Oh, Lou?
Lou's on.
Lou, can you hear us?
Can you hear Lou? If you can hear us, Lou, I believe that you're on mute.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Am I all right?
Yes, yeah. Fine.
I have you clocked in at 7:05 p.m.
You would.
Okay, we're going to come to approval of the
I can't get a break from this lady.
And first, we have the September 6th regular meeting minutes. Do I have a motion to approve?
Yes.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Any discussion?
Yeah, there was one minor correction. On page 4 or 5 under public comments, regarding pesticide use on public lawns. Under item number 1, the third line, it reads to spray on laws, L-A-W-S. And we certainly don't want to spray pesticides on laws. The laws will still bite you if you do something wrong. It should be on lawns.
Thank you. I will make that change. So if everyone's in agreement with that, making that amendment, we can go ahead and adopt the minute. So that would be Lou and Mike were first and second. You agree to the change?
I do.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to do roll call. Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Ethicoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hirschstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, September 6th regular meeting minutes have been adopted. Now we have April 18th, 2022 closed meeting minutes. Do I have a motion?
Yes, you do.
And a second? Someone want to second
it? I'll second it.
Okay. And discussion?
Move your question.
Okay. Roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Ethicoff? Mr. Ethicoff?
Yes. You can't hear me?
I'm sorry. Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hochstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
April 18th.
Yes, we can.
Okay.
All right, April 18th, 2022, closed meeting minutes have been adopted. And finally, we have July 18th, 2022, closed meeting minutes. Do I have a motion?
Yes.
Second?
I'll second it.
Discussion? All right. Oh, roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Ethicoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hochstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
All right. And July 18th, 2022, closed meeting minutes have been adopted. So we come to the first ordinance for tonight, which is the only ordinance. Second reading for ordinance 2022-09, an ordinance setting the salary range and compensation of certain officials, positions, and employees in the Borough of Roosevelt, County of Monmouth, State of New Jersey. Do I have a motion?
You do.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
I'm going to open the floor for public comment on this ordinance at 7:09 p.m. Is there anyone from the public who would like to address this ordinance? All right. Being none, I'm going to close the 7:10. Close the public portion. All right. Roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Ethicoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hochstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay. Ordinance 2022-09 has been adopted. We'll come to the consent agenda resolutions. Do I have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
No.
You should read the title. Okay. Resolution.
Okay. Title. I'll read the title. Resolution 22-89, payment of bills for September 19th, 2022. Resolution 22-90, resolution determining the form and other details not exceeding $715,000 general obligation bonds, series 2022, of the Borough of Roosevelt in the County of Monmouth, New Jersey, and providing for their sale to the New Jersey Infrastructure Bank and the State of New Jersey pursuant to the state fiscal year 2023 New Jersey Water Bank. And Resolution 22-91, resolution authorizing the execution and delivery of loan agreements to be executed in the Borough of Roosevelt, the County of Monmouth, New Jersey, the County of Monmouth, State of New Jersey, and each of the New Jersey Infrastructure Bank and the State of New Jersey, acting by and through the Department of Environmental Protection, and further authorizing the execution and delivery of an escrow agreement, all pursuant to the State Fiscal Year 2023 New Jersey Water Bank. And finally, Resolution 22-92, resolution authorizing 2022 salaries for Roosevelt Borough employees. Do I have a motion?
You do.
And a second?
Second.
Discussion?
Wait, that was
Connie.
Connie.
Discussion?
Yes, on the discussion, the $715,000, is that for water mains on a particular street or what? There's no detail about what it's.
Yeah, which one. We received it very late, but I spoke to George Lang about it. And so first of all, the 715, he believes, will be reduced. He thinks that some of the principal, very likely that some of the principal will be forgiven and that we'll get an excellent loan rate from the iBank. And this is all of the financing we did, like the Homestead Lane project, was temporary financing, but this is the permanent financing.
Yeah, we almost always do a bond anticipation note pretty much every year for them, and then we roll it over into an iBank
right.
loan, which is what this is,
yeah.
at a favorable kind of combination rate.
And the difference is always adjusted.
Yeah.
And
he believes that the interest rate will be very low. Maybe not as low as in the past, but very low.
All right. So this is for Homestead?
Well, this is the Homestead and what was done at the same time as Homestead?
The Pine?
No, it wasn't Pine. Cedar, maybe?
It was the Elms and Cedar, yeah.
All the work that was done in 2020, Joe.
Okay. So at some point, will we know exactly which streets were done with this money?
Well, we could look it up now.
Yeah, this was all approved in 2018. I think we approved it, but we're just getting around to doing the permanent, semi-permanent financing of it. It was financed with bond anticipation notes. It's nothing new, I don't think.
No, it isn't.
It's 2018-006. I just haven't looked it up yet. So I just want to keep all the ducks in a row because we're doing a lot of, you know, work, and I want to know which is done and which is paid for, what the interest rates and stuff like that. So, yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So do I have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
I did have Lou and Connie was first and second.
Oh.
Are they still comfortable with keeping that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. We can do roll call?
Yeah. Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Asikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hirschstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Tremont?
Yes.
Okay, the consent agenda has been adopted. Country reports of committee chairs. Councilmember Atwood, Environmental Health and Safety. Do you have a report?
Nothing at the moment.
Councilmember Esikoff, Administration.
We're chugging along.
Yeah. Councilmember Hamilton, Finance.
We didn't have a meeting. No report.
Councilmember Hirschstrom, Community Development Code Enforcement.
Yes, I just wanted to say that in the last meeting, I was charged with putting together a committee to explore the renovation and design of the amphitheater. So I will be contacting certain people for the committee and trying to put together the objectives for the renovation and the design as a starting point and try to bring that back to the council as soon as we have that done, or at least a first pass. And I certainly would love to have any input of anyone on the council as to what some of your thoughts are on the objectives that you want satisfied, you know, by this design. It has been suggested that we try to do this as much as possible in-house. You know, we can certainly start with that and see where this leads, and that I would be happy to provide reports then in the meetings, you know, as we go forward, you know, on this.
Okay. Thank you, Con. I would like to be included on the committee when you put it together.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Councilmember Mocker, Public Works.
Nothing important tonight.
Okay. Thank you. And Councilmember Trammell, Utilities.
Just want to say that I got the letter in from Roberts Engineering about the trickling filters. It's quite lengthy. Statements about 50, 60 pages, but the first page does say that it'll cost approximately $3 million. I did speak with Carmela late this afternoon, and at this point, there is no relief from the state or the federal government, so this is something that needs to be done, and She will be looking into it. Hopefully there will be some funds available at some point in time, but also they might have to expand the footprint of the plant to get to the phosphorus or the phosphate levels. So at least the report has come in. It was over a year in the making, and it's pretty extensive. So I will keep everybody apprised of the latest as I know what it is. That's it for now. Yeah,
it was pretty frightening to see the word crumbling. That's never a good word.
No, it is crumbling, by the way. It's obvious without a core drill that it's crumbling. Yeah. And they did a core drill, which is to drill through the side of the concrete there and to pull the plug out and to see what kind of shape it's in. It is, if the sidewalls of the trickling filters are a foot thick, you probably have 5, 6, or 7 chunks coming out as opposed to one smooth chunk. So it is in desperate need of replacement. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Thank you, Joe.
Okay.
Reports of borough officials. Anyone have anyone representing the borough officially who would like to speak?
No.
All right. We'll come to new unfinished business, old business. Is there anyone who would like to bring anything up? Okay, we'll go to new business. So the first item is movie night, which is this coming Saturday night. I believe, what's that say, 7:30. The movie starts at 7:30. We'll be providing pizza, soda, water, popcorn. I think that's it. And it looks like the weather's on our side, so that's good. Also, that afternoon is the townwide yard sale as well. And the second item is discussion of property to be added to Green Acres. Is there anything more that anyone would like to?
Mrs. Herstrom?
Yes.
Requested that item to be on the agenda.
Yes, I had asked for that to be put on the agenda. And I sort of wanted that a bit separated because when looking back through the minutes and discussion, it seems like we are putting too many things together so that it's hard to focus and get a discussion on the next level to go on for these different projects. So we previously discussed 2 projects to be considered for grants from the county under the Open Space Acquisition Fund. And I am suggested that we separate them for discussion tonight and focus only on the property project. And I propose to the council that we come to a decision on whether and how to move forward regarding the property that conforms to the Green Acres concept that was part of the original design of our community. So I'm really talking about...
Are you speaking about the 12 acres?
I am.
Okay.
I am, yes. Yeah. Only the 12 acres, not the whole thing. So I ask that each of you consider what you value in our community and consider how you would feel if the property behind your house was owned by someone else who has a different idea about the woods composition. The one that I most recently remember is residents who would have been affected by extending the firehouse deeper into the woods, which was subsequently abandoned, and the outcry of people because of what they felt, you know, about that. So it's like, what about the woods behind your property? So since the original design of the community was for greenery and woods behind each resident's property, except corner lots, to be owned and controlled by the borough for the enjoyment of its residents. There are several houses on the north side of Lake Drive, which is lot 7 on the tax map, that are not owned and controlled by the borough and therefore could be vulnerable. So to extend the original design of the town, the county has grants available under the Open Space Acquisition Fund to provide half of the cost. The borough would be responsible for the other half, but the Fund for Roosevelt would provide 50% of the support that the borough would need to expend to purchase Lot 7, which is 12.82 acres. We have an opportunity to eliminate the vulnerability of the residents on Lake Drive that abuts Lot 7 with this purchase. Also, this projects into perpetuity the land being protected, therefore extending the heritage of the original plan for the Roosevelt community. And so after discussion, are we ready to come to a decision or on this 12.82 acre parcel? That is my question to the council.
Would anyone like to address that, speak to that? Personally, from my own personal viewpoint, I just think, to use a popular expression today, it's a no-brainer. I think it would be extremely beneficial to the town to have those 12 acres and carry out the original concept.
I tend to agree with that. But I'm curious, but juxtaposed with the front acres that the ownership that's owned right now by isn't that aren't the 12 and a half acres?
We are advising that we can't discuss the land swap right now. We can address those 12 acres that Connie has mentioned, but we can't discuss.
Well, but don't they?
Right. Then we would have to put it on the agenda for our next meeting for closed session.
Yes, Mayor. Thank you.
Yeah, because doesn't the 12 acres have something to do with?
Right, but Lou, we can't discuss it in public.
No,
so
we
can put it on the agenda for the next meeting.
I don't think, as you mentioned. I don't think we can discuss it now because of the, it's a.
Correct. True.
Okay.
So how about if we table this now and have it on the October 3rd meeting and we'll go into closed session just to discuss it. And in the meantime, everyone can, if they don't already know, can, you know, give it consideration and see how they feel.
Okay.
So what is the impact? Can we go ahead with the focus of what is required for the application? Is there anything that we can go forward on? It doesn't mean that we have to take it if we get it. I mean, obviously the attorney would have to negotiate a price at some point, but it's just to try to move forward with doing something to get it going. And so I'm trying to understand, what are we trying to determine by tabling it?
Because we are not allowed to discuss this.
I'm sorry?
Now because it's potential.
You wanted to pass a resolution to, I'm sorry,
you go ahead, Christina.
I was going to say that if you wanted to look at them separately, which I think Councilwoman is proposing, then you can pass a resolution to apply for the grant. Now, and then, you know, you don't have to take those funds in the end. It would just be a resolution to file the application, if I understand correctly, right?
I believe that's what at least could get it started. Does anyone else have any thoughts?
Okay.
We're a little late for this grant cycle. I think, that was September 15, if I'm not mistaken.
But Gail said to go ahead.
Yeah, Gail did say to go ahead and that they could give, some sort of preliminary approval of it if they received a good application and they approved it. It would be a tentative approval. My only questions have, and I do agree with preserving that land, as people know, I've always been in favor of that. And I think that people should have the equality of having preserved farmland to protect their property and the view of the woods and any encroaching development or whatever. My only questions are, this is wetland. I don't think there's any danger of it being developed.
Really? I was about to say that.
Yeah. You know, so it's
the question is right behind their property.
Yeah. Right.
But we're not all the way down to the wetlands.
I think my opinion is that it's really costing us very little with two partners we're going to have to pay 25% of the cost. Some of that cost that would normally be the borough's cost of maybe doing a title search and a, you know, survey and all of that. Some of that as maybe has already been done and just needs to be renewed or recertified. So it's actually, you could probably get what's akin to a $60,000 worth of land for costing the borough between $15,000 to $20,000. I think it's a good expenditure if you look at it from that perspective. My only question is, it's already preserved by the fact that it's wetlands. But
it's really wetlands.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like really
right up to your hips.
It's exactly what the name implies. It's like a lake back there. But I guess we don't know sure what could possibly evolve or transpire.
It's without the alligators.
All right. Alligator farm, duck farm, you know.
All right.
What is it, Jeff?
Okay, Anna, may I ask a question?
Yes.
Mike answered one of them. He said possibly 15 to 20,000 for the lot, which is 10.04, I think. So if we separate this, if we separate this, Connie, that would make the 10.02 a separate issue. Would we discussing that next? That is the wraparound lot for the farm itself. Is that what we're talking about?
No.
Giving a tentative approval to this and then discussing the other one sometime?
Yeah, the other one would be considered, I would guess, as farmland preservation, which I think that should be a separate discussion with the funds of Roosevelt and if we want to do anything further. But that should not have anything to do with this parcel, I don't think.
I agree. We should separate them out. I think it's important to do that.
Yep.
All right. So 15 to 20,000 for the wetlands. It's like, we should consider this. I would imagine you should go ahead, buy for a grant, even if we get it and we don't take it, but at least it'll be in process then. That's it for me.
I mean, all this is predicated on receiving a grant and how much.
Right, but I think we should go ahead with the process if we could put the grant in now. I agree with Connie. Right.
So do we want to, Christina?
Yes, I think it would be you just pass a resolution to agree to apply for the grant now for that one parcel, lot 7, I believe.
Okay. Do you want to write that or can we do
it? Yes, we could do that.
Okay, great. Okay, so until that's...
Are we going to do that at tonight's meeting?
Yeah. I think, didn't you just say, Christina, you would?
I will write it. If you want to pass it tonight, I don't know if we'll be able to do that within the next couple of minutes, but you can agree to that. I will write it and then you'll pass it the next meeting and you could get a head start between now and then if you're all in agreement.
I believe everyone is.
Yep.
Okay. And if it passes,
we can memorialize it at the October 3rd meeting.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if it passes, can we look into, or maybe even before then, whether or not any of the work that we need to do as far as surveying and title search and, you know, all the things you need to do before you purchase land or property, can we look into seeing whether or not we need to do that anew, or we can get things recertified?
Yes, I think that will just have to do with whatever is required by the application. I haven't looked at the application myself for the grant, the open space grant, but if that is required, then we'll have to also address that as well.
If you could take a look at that, that would be great.
Of course.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
So just...
To recap?
Yeah, let's recap. Let's do a first and second, and then I'll do roll call for resolution.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Okay, and that's going to be for a resolution to apply for a open space
acquisition grant.
Connie, do you have the correct title?
For the open space acquisition fund from the county for that parcel of land, which is block 7, 12.82. I'm sorry.
12.04.
Yeah.
Block 7, lot what?
12.04.
Oh, that's
12.04.
Okay, wasn't it lot 7, Mike?
Sorry?
10.04.
It is
block 7, lot 10.04.
10.04, correct. Right.
10.04.
Yeah, because you said 12 before, Michael. You mean 10, right?
Yeah, 10.04.
Got it.
Yeah, block 7, 10.04.
That's what my map says.
Okay, so Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Ethicott?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Herbstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anyone who has anything they want to add to new business? Okay, I'm going to open the floor for public comment on any item.
7:35.
So now we are up to 8 minutes. 7:35 p.m. Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak?
No.
Mike, I think Mike was first.
Here. Yes.
Go ahead, Mike.
Okay. Just speaking both from standpoint of historian and the standpoint of Chairman of the Environmental Commission, I just wanted to commend the council on adopting this resolution, that this is really quite important in preserving the open space design of the town and also protecting the people of on the northern side, giving the people of the northern side of Lake Drive a protection they don't currently have, which, you know, they're unique in the town and not having it. So hopefully that will correct that error.
Thank you, Mike. Okay, Jeff. Oh, I'm sorry. Your name and address?
Deb Sean, 18 Tamara Drive. I have a couple of thoughts. Unplanned remark. Hearing about the amphitheater, I was a little startled at the term redesign. I hope it's just restored. So I'll be interested to hear more about that in the future. And what I wanted to say, the reason, one more thing, I really look forward to attending meetings. This is very unpleasant for me to have Zoom meetings, and I think that we could be masked and that it would just function better. But anyway, now that it's a Zoom meeting, what I really have on my mind is a couple of things to do with the quality of life in the community. First of all, certainly improving with all the work that you have all done to upgrade the water and sewer and roads and all that. And we all know that that needed to have been done for many decades. So it's really wonderful that it's being done. And but in addition to that, one thing that this community really lacks is a place where people can casually encounter each other socially without making appointments or going to some kind of scheduled event. And that is to say a deli or a cafe. And in France, they've understood that this is so important to the quality of life that the federal government is providing grants to keep cafes and, boulangerie, you know, bakeries in business, in tiny little communities. And I certainly missed anything like that moving from a city to Roosevelt. I think it's a terrible lack. So what's going on with the deli? Don't answer me now. I'll just tell you my ideas. I don't know if it's for sale or for rent. If it's for rent, I know that one of the issues for the owner is the loss of the liquor license. And again, I'm just going to throw this idea out. You don't have to discuss it now. But it seems to me that there is room for negotiation with this person. And I would personally be in favor of giving him back the liquor license for free again, there's a question, who does the license go to, the owner or the person who's operating the business? But anyway, aside from that, make the liquor license available, possibly for free, in exchange for a binding business, legally binding business plan that the deli cafe be operated in such a way that it can be a viable business. Because in the past, since that person owned that property, there were attempts to revive the deli, but it was financially not feasible because of the conditions of the rent, I gather. And there's an awful lot of traffic through town, and I really think that it would be important to the town to have that function again. It would improve the quality of life. And if it's for sale, then if the town is buying property, that's certainly something to consider. And if the property upstairs, if the rental apartment upstairs is some kind of a problem, then I think the council has to solve that problem. If there's an ordinance that is making it difficult for that whole operation to function, then change it. So those are my thoughts about that, but I really wish it would be addressed in some way. The other thing that concerns me is partly from the experience of living next door to a property that now for quite a few years has really been run as a business. And that is to say, the owner of that property, the past owner and now the new owner, have no intention of living there. And so to my mind, it's a business. And I know that in order to discourage or prevent Airbnbs, there is some kind of ordinance that renters must sign a year's lease. And I can tell you that that does nothing to solve the problem. And the turnover of people renting the house next to me was much faster than that. And I think that people just, left, and then the owners found somebody new. And maybe they all signed one-year leases, but they didn't necessarily stay there for a year. So I don't know if it can be changed so that a longer lease is required, but the problem with all that turnover is that my experience, again, with my next door neighbors, excluding the, you know, our long-term residents who were there briefly, and would have stayed if the property hadn't been resold, is that those people have no interest in becoming part of the community. So it's really the situation as it is now is really detrimental to our community. It's occupying a lot of so-called residential space where the people really don't belong to Roosevelt. And so I don't know if the town can do something about that. But the other thing that might be a factor is that I wonder if with the frequent turnover of renters, if there's really thorough activity with the getting the C of O's. And I know there were a lot of things the matter with the property next door to me and the new residents there seem to be coping with the same problems that have to do with plumbing and wiring, basic things. So I don't know, you know, if the codes are really being looked into there. And so those are two things that I really think would make a difference in the quality of life in town. And I hope the council will think about them. So I guess that's, and it maybe comes down to more active long-term planning by the planning board possibly as to what can be done to further enhance quality of life here. So that's it for me. Thank you for listening.
Jeb, I just did want to say one thing, if mm-hmm. you're still on.
Yeah, I'm listening.
So our zoning and code enforcement is largely complaint-based. So if you feel that you know, it's being run almost more like an Airbnb next door, or whatever problems, like intrinsic problems with the house, you should, all you have to do is leave a message or a note or come in and speak to our code enforcement officer, and he'll look into that.
Well, that, so that's an individual issue. I'd like somebody to think about it more generally. And what was the term you used for the
planning?
Yeah, I mean, my understanding is that now the planning board basically just deals with issues as they arise. And that isn't really planning. That's like supervision of what already exists. So, you know, I think the town has some issues that need to be looked at in a broader sense, as I've already discussed. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you.
Okay.
Anyone else would like to speak? No, Joe, it's the public portion, their time. Anyone else in the public would like to speak? Okay. I will close the public portion at 7:45.
7:44 on my phone.
Either one.
Okay.
Okay, public portion is closed. Christina, do we need a closed session tonight?
No, I don't think we have anything for closed session tonight.
Okay. Well, officially we're finished, but Joe, did you want to say something?
No, I was just saying thank you, Jim. That's all.
Okay. All right. A couple things. Don't forget, our next meeting is October 3rd, I think, right?
Yes, October 3rd, Monday. Zoom.
That's the last Zoom meeting for the time being.
And I'm going to advertise for the October 17th. Everybody's still on for in-person October 17th.
Yeah, I have a question about that. Or is it going to be a hybrid meeting? Or
No, we don't have that capability.
Okay. We're going to require masks?
It had to be one or the other because we don't have that capability.
Are we going
to
require masks for the public and for...
Not required by the state.
Optional.
Optional.
Okay, so we will see everyone on the 3rd. I hope you come out on Saturday to the yard sale and the movie. And I think that's it. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
You do.
Second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Good night, everyone.
Time out, 7:46. Yeah. Good night.
Good night. Thank you.
Night, Christine.